Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Maya Sabina Jennifer. Maya is a Sixth Sense coach, founder of the Sixth Sense Living, and founder of 98 East Tees. Maya, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Christopher.
So let's dive in. The only thing I know about the Sixth Sense, frankly, is this movie in the US that was a long time ago with Bruce Willis. But talk to us about what does Sixth Sense mean? And then talk about what you do in terms of as a coach.
So a Sixth Sense actually refers to, you know, the intuition. And also to the energy center, you know, the human energy centers, there are seven centers, of which the one at the forehead, which is called the third eye, is the clarity center. And that helps us to make choices which can support our journey and help us to grow.
So let's talk about the third eye, because I don't ever want to assume that people know what that is. I mentioned to you that I do, but we have a global audience from 92 countries. So just in the simplest terms, when you say clarity, what does that mean? I mean, and what does a third eye mean? So our listeners can understand. So it's about intuition, but really, what does that mean?
So the third eye is also connected with the word called clairvoyant. So you're able to see the energetic facts of the universe.
Well, let's just keep it super basic. If I am confused, I am distracted, I am anxious, I'm not really clear on my career direction in life, how does that help me? Because maybe I don't believe in what you're talking about, right? Like, I've heard of mindfulness, I've heard of meditation, but what is this third eye, sixth sense? So just break it down to the simplest thing where a third grader can understand.
Awesome. Okay. So the third eye is, you know, it's, for example, sorry, I'm just...
Like, so for instance, when I meditate, I've been told that you should focus between your eyes, because that's like a third eye where you just start seeing this eye literally appear. It's like this glow, and I've experienced it myself, and I keep telling you to focus on it, but ultimately you just have this sense of clarity. So clarity is something that, let's say with your clients, tell us an example of a client that you've worked with and how you help him or her.
I think I've got an analogy which can kind of give a direction to what the third eye could do and where, how does it work?
Yeah.
So if I take the analogy of ice, water, and steam. So ice is, you know, can be measured. It's got length, breadth, and height. And that can be compared to the human body, which is also can be measured and has length, breadth, and height. Now, when I raise the frequency of ice, it becomes water. So the human mind is exactly like water, which kind of takes the frameworks of ideas or concepts, which it is fed right through, you know, their journey in life. And when you raise the frequency of water, it becomes steam. Now, steam is something which we cannot see, but which we can experience. And so that's exactly, you know, it's to do with the spirit and how do we see that steam. And there's a whole new technique, and that's where the third eye allows you to study that steam.
Interesting. And so has it been studied by scientists?
Yes, there's quite a bit of studies. In fact, you know, there's a lady called Elizabeth McTaggart who's written about the field. So what the third eye or the space allows you to connect with the field, which in the Indian language, it's called the Akashic Records. There's also, I think, something called the Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot, which he talks about this entire space.
Interesting. And so talk to us about some of the results that you get from your clients. Your clients, I see that you've been an intuitive executive life coach for almost 20 years now. So talk to us about some specific clients that you've worked with, where they were before they met you, and then after working with you and gaining clarity, where they are now relative to the results.
So I had one of my clients was a banker, and he worked with a very prominent Indian bank. And he wanted to shift out from banking and actually become a coach and a mentor. But when he started out, there was, there was a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos, and the journey would have taken him quite a few years. But what happens with the ability to be able to see through the third eye and see the, you know, the energy thing? So for, just to give you an example. So when he started out and he looked at his energy configuration, it would have taken him years to work only at the mental level to be able to make that shift. When you work at the energy level, because it's at the soul and it works in a very different format, he was able to shift his consciousness. And within, I think, 6 to 8 months, he was able to lead his own courses. And today he's one of the, I think, a very well-known coach in India.
That's great.
And by so shifting his consciousness, basically.
And how did you help him do that?
So When you look at the third, okay, let me give you an example from my own life in order to help you see. So I used to be a chef with the Taj Group of Hotels. And when you're a chef, it's, you know, quite a difficult decision to leave it and then get into entrepreneurship. And one day I was sitting in my office at the hotel and I said, okay, show me what reality looks like or my life looked like at the Taj right now. And I saw this, the image of Egypt. There was the slave driver and we were slaves and there was the slave driver who had a whip. And I said, if I leave the, if I leave the hotel industry, if I leave my job, show me the picture. And then I saw this bird actually flying in the clear blue skies. And a couple of days later, when we had a meeting with the head of the property, and she says, she told all of us head of department, the heads of department, that if you don't shape up and you don't meet the revenue targets, your appraisals are going to get affected. And in the process, it kind of, the pieces of the puzzle came together. The general manager of the property is the slave driver, the appraisals are the whip, and we are the slaves. So it kind of made it so clear. So there was just no doubt about leaving. And honestly, after that, though the entrepreneurial journey has been tough, but I've never gone back to a job because for me, it's imprinted in my subconscious mind about that bird flying. And I'm always kind of, it's connected me with that freedom. And that's the kind of language I work and I teach the clients that I work with.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, what's one thing you can teach us in terms of in our daily lives, one specific practical thing that we can do perhaps to just take that first step forward?
I would, the first thing in order to be able to even see with the, where I kind of come up for my clients is what I call is a non-negotiable, a peak emotional state. Because I need to be in the state of appreciation, in the state of, in an empowered state and in a state of freedom for my third eye to be really effective. And so the thing that I teach my clients is to first be in a peak state where I have created something called a pancake stack. Because as a person kind of uses this pancake stack and each stack signifies, so a person starts with appreciation. He then kind of feels good about himself and he kind of connects with that feeling. And from there, then he moves into, the experiences that he's had in life and which again raises his, kind of feelings and awareness level. And in the third part, he connects with, a silver lining that, the incidents in his life that were not too good, but he kind of sees a silver lining. So that kind of continuously begins to shift the consciousness until he comes to the final step where he says, okay, show me what I look like and what my energies would look like and what do I feel like. So that feeling could be the, the fundamental basis or an entry door to the sixth sense.
Interesting, interesting. Maya, what you do is so fascinating. I really appreciate you being on our podcast. How can our guests stay in touch with you and learn more from you?
So they can connect with me on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn profile is Maya Sabina Jennifer.
Great.
Oh, yeah, I think that should be good to start with.
Great. Thank you so much, Maya. Have a great day.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.